Emotional support teacher Danielle Dan came to the Philadelphia School District 4 years ago from Bloomington, Indiana, eager to devote herself to the city's most vulnerable students. She arrived at Center City's Ben Franklin High School with a mix of idealism and determination, certain that she could help kids overcome big problems by taking time to get to know them, talking honestly, and building rapport.
The thing that works best for my students that are on my caseload is if they can make a connection with somebody that they can come to and say, I'm feeling really angry, I'm feeling really frustrated, what should I do? They need to be able to trust somebody.
Dan's students have lawfully binding individualized education plans that spell out what the school should do to help kids get a great education that's customized to their emotional or behavioral problems.
I need to be able to take time and say what happened. They need to know that I care, that I'm interested, that somebody is listening. And after they feel that they're heard, then maybe they can hear what other people are saying too.
During her first year on the job, Dan felt she was able to do those things pretty well. Her student caseload was under legal limits. Then the budget axe fell. Dan watched caseloads balloon and students receive less and less individualized attention. At the end of last school year, the district shuttered 24 schools and shed about 5,000 staffers. Ben Franklin, receiving some of the displaced students, saw its enrollment rise by more than 250.
When we hear about the school closings and the deficit, I don't think people are realizing what that looks like and that we're making the problems worse.
At the beginning of the school year, Franklin High had 5 high-incidence special education teachers for 164 students. To live within state caseload maximums, the teachers said the school should have at least 3 more instructors. Dan remembers school leaders reassuring teachers that
the district knows they're sending somebody over.
Dan waited and waited.
So September goes by, October goes by.
In past years, Dan had no more than 20 students on her caseload and had to lead teach only 2 classes of special ed students. This year, she's had more than twice as many cases and has had to lead teach 4 classes.
How am I going to help facilitate them going out into the world and being successful if I don't even know what they look like?
The ratios were just as out of whack for Dan's colleagues. So in early December, Dan and 5 other teachers at Franklin filed a complaint with the district and the state. Sonia Kerr, director of disability rights at the Public Interest Law Center, has been hearing from parents, teachers, and advocates about a sharp falloff this year in special ed services, a direct result of layoffs and school closings.
Prior to the closings last spring, we wrote Dr. Height and said, so what's going to happen with all these kids with disabilities? And we got back a vanilla letter saying everything will be fine. Well, we know it's not fine.
By the end of December, one of Dan's fed-up colleagues quit. But Dan didn't blame her, particularly in light of the concessions the district is demanding from the teachers' union.
At a time when I'm fully aware that my students are not getting what I should be giving them, what I want to give to them, and I'm being asked to do the job of 2 people, I'm at the same time being threatened by the district that I'm going to have a huge pay cut.
By January, the state had interviewed teachers at the school as part of its investigation, but nothing had changed. At that point, by the end of every school day, Dan felt overwhelmed.
And then going home feeling really defeated, having all sorts of special ed paperwork for so many kids, many of them that I don't get to interact with. I don't know the kids, yet I'm still writing individualized education plans for them. It doesn't feel right to me. I feel like I'm functioning in a way that lacks integrity, and I'm not willing to do it.
This week, finally, Dan got some good news. The district hired a teacher to replace her colleague who quit in December. Also, based on her complaint, the state has ordered the district to add enough teachers by mid-March to comply with special ed law. The district says it can afford to hire enough teachers to comply, but its overall budget woes are far from over. Last week, it said it needed an additional $200 million just to keep staff and services at this year's dismal levels. For Dan, the prospect of going through another year like this is just too much.
I'm resigning at the end of this year.
She says she simply can't stick around and put herself in a position to again shortchange students.
Sometimes it feels to me like it's more of a disservice to make a start at helping and then not to follow through. When I try to establish a relationship with a student and I am trying to let them know that I am a trustworthy person and that they can come to me, if I can't follow through with that, then I am another person in their life that betrayed their trust.
Although a new job isn't lined up, Dan plans to move to the Pacific Northwest, about as far from the Philadelphia School District as she can go. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.